I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Two retired senior Israeli intelligence agents are sharing details about a deadly clandestine operation that targeted Hezbollah militants in Lebanon with exploding pagers and walkie-talkies, Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
One agent that went by the name of Michael told CBS's 60 Minutes the operation started 10 years ago using walkie-talkies laden with hidden explosives, which Hezbollah didn't realize it was buying from Israel, its enemy. The walkie-talkies were not detonated until September, a day after booby-trapped pagers were set off. Phase 2 using these pagers kicked in 2022 after Israel's Mossad intelligence agency learned Hezbollah had been buying pagers from a Taiwan-based company. The pagers had to be made slightly larger to accommodate the explosives hidden inside. They were tested on dummies to find the right amount of explosive. Mossad also tested numerous ringtones to find one that sounded urgent enough to make someone pull the pager out of their pocket. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has commuted the sentences of 37 of 40 federal prisoners sentenced to die, instead having them face life in prison. President-elect Donald Trump has said he would broaden the use of the death penalty when he's back in the White House. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The only three prisoners still sentenced to death, Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev, Dylan Roof, who massacred nine black church members in Charleston, South Carolina, and Robert Bowers, who shot to death 11 members of a synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 2021, the Biden administration announced a moratorium on federal capital punishment to study the protocols used. President-elect Donald Trump has spoken often about expanding the death penalty to include those caught selling drugs, and he's even praised China for its harsher treatment of drug dealers. Donna Warder, Washington.
This is VOA News. Automakers Honda and Nissan announced Monday they have started talks toward a potential merger, an historic pivot for Japan's auto industry that underlines the threat Chinese electric vehicle makers now pose to some of the world's best-known car makers. Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reports.
The integration would create the world's third largest auto group by vehicle sales after Toyota and Volkswagen, and would also give Nissan and Honda a chance to share resources in the face of intense competition. The companies also announced that smaller Mitsubishi, in which Nissan is top shareholder, was also considering joining. The chief executives of all three held a press conference in Tokyo. The two companies said they'd aim to wrap up talks around June 2025 and then set up a holding company by August 2026. Honda is Japan's second largest automaker and Nissan is its number three. A deal would mark the biggest reshaping in the global auto industry since Fiat Chrysler and PSA merged in 2021 to create Stellantis.
That was Reuters correspondent Sierra Lee reporting. The man accused of fatally shooting the CEO of United Healthcare pleaded not guilty on Monday in a New York City court to murder and terror charges. VOA's Scott Waldeman reports.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione was shackled and seated in a Manhattan court when he leaned over to a microphone to enter his plea. The Manhattan District Attorney formally charged him last week with multiple counts of murder, including murder as an act of terrorism. His initial appearance in New York State's trial court was preempted by federal prosecutors bringing their own charges over the shooting. Prosecutors have said the two cases will proceed on parallel tracks, and the state charges are expected to go to trial first. Authorities say Mangione gunned down Brian Thompson as he was walking to an investor conference in Midtown Manhattan on the morning of December 4th. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
U.S. lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are now seeking to ban new sales of drones from two dominant Chinese manufacturers. The economic and technological rivalry between the U.S. and China has come to the drone market, with the Chinese-made flying devices a dominant player in the U.S. market. A bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers argue those drones could be used to spy on U.S. citizens. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says there's no question in his mind that Chinese drones pose a threat.
Chinese manufactured drones are a real and present threat to the security of this country. We ought to stop using them. Use American drones instead. Drones manufactured in China are a source of surveillance, data collection, other kinds of security threats. They ought to be banned. End of story.
There are those in certain sectors of the U.S. economy, like agriculture, who argue a total ban could be a knee-jerk reaction that could hurt U.S. industry. That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.